Sunshiny.
Rebecca Black, good call.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
let's go with some Beatles. Little Good Day Sunshine. How about that?
Perfect.
That's right. Let me bring the sunshine out first. Here we go.
Good day, sunshine.
Oh, my outlook is already improving.
Don't you already feel better, everybody?
I feel like I've washed the inside of my head from all the negativity.
I tell you what.
Brain soap.
I need to laugh.
Oh, I do.
Oh. When the sun is out.
Who doesn't need
someday
to laugh?
I've got something I can laugh about.
You know, Justin, I just have to believe that somewhere up above us, the sun is still shining, even though we have no visual evidence.
Technically, that would have to be true. Every time I ever get in a plane on a cloudy day, once we get above the clouds, there is a sun.
There is a sun, even when you can't see it up there. Okay. It's a heavy day. It's a negative day. It's a really crappy-looking day outside. But I'd like to call this little moment in time the silver lining segment. And I've got three things that'll make your day feel a little bit better, hopefully. On this day in 1975, one of my favorite bands of all time introduced to me by my stepfather.
Queensryche?
KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Queensryche, close second. KC and the Sunshine Band went number one with That's the Way I Like It in 1975. Yeah. I challenge you to be unhappy right now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying not to take my shirt off.
Come on in here, KC and the Sunshine Band.
For your benefits, you don't throw up in your mouth. I'm trying super hard.
Keep it tucked in, my brother.
Okay.
That happened in 75. That's number one. Number two, on this date in 1986, Mike Tyson defeats Trevor Burbick to become the youngest heavyweight fighter in history.
Mike F. Tyson did.
And he did it pretty darn quickly, too.
Yeah. It didn't take him very long. Here's how I remember this fight going down because I was 2 years old. Trevor Burbick was like, you'll never get this. You'll never get this. Then they step in the ring and Mike Tyson get this.
Yeah, he got him.
He got him.
He's also had some bad days, too,
though. He's had some good days and some bad days, and somehow, inexplicably, he is back on top.
He's had some really bad days when he rides around with Phil Elson.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there was a chunk missing out of my right ear, too.
Yeah.
Slow down, Phil. I think this is dangerous territory. Did you see the new video? It's a Foot Locker video.
I've heard of this.
I tweeted it out the other day. It's Mike Tyson going back. Then I'm sorry. Here's your ear back. It's just part of a. It's hilarious. And they're trying to send Dennis Rodman to North Korea for good. He's like, they're like round trip. No, one way. It's a hilarious commercial.
But this was his first world championship, right?
Correct.
Amazing.
The fact that Trevor Burbick had any sort of belt other than one that holds up his pants is remarkable.
Yeah, I thought he was a suspenders man.
I mean, the man was the baddest man on earth.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Yeah, you know,
he was 19.
And sometimes you see fighters nowadays, especially in UFC with how the weight classes are, and you're like, they're not so physically intimidating.
Yeah.
No, Mike Tyson is bad on Monday. He was bad on Tuesday. He was bad twice on Sunday.
Well, Rocky Marciano was not the biggest guy ever, but he was a bad dude, too.
That's your one. Anytime we talk about boxing, white people have to bring up Rocky Marciano.
I'm not white. I'm Italian. So is Rocky.
Well, compared to Joe Lewis, Rocky Marciano.
He's a bad
man. I can't say that.
He was 134 years old when he fought.
I'm not knocking Joe Lewis. I'm just picking up Rocky Marciano. Why don't you back off?
Tyson was intimidating just at the sight of him. I mean, he had that little part in his hair there. He had the gap tooth, and he just had black shorts, black shoes, and nothing else, and black gloves, and he was mean looking.
I don't mean to bring more negativity, but the only thing that could take out Marciano was a plane crash. Just saying. Guy was undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thought the plane didn't go on. That's too soon.
There are other reasons to be happy today?
It's too soon. Yeah, there's one other reason to be happy today, America, and that's because on this day in 1988 in California, we debuted the B-2 stealth bomber.
Oh, yeah.
America.
Nothing makes me happier than a killing machine.
Hey.
Flying killing machines, ladies and gentlemen. If that doesn't cheer you up, what will? Better us than them.
That's a defense and freedom machine, my
friend.
Thank
you.
And I've been at a game where a B-2 is a flyover, and it's the most impressive flyover to me.
You know why they call it the B-2 bomber?
Why?
Me neither. David has a couple other things. Three reasons for Matt why it doesn't suck today. I'll be sitting on a deer stand in about 4 hours. Number two, I have a month's worth of alcohol in the back of my truck for the duck club. And number three, Finally, awesome duck weather for opening morning, and I will be standing in the timber shooting ducks in the morning, says David in Sherwood. So while you're sitting around crying about how, oh, it's a bad day to watch football or sit outside or anything else, you know what? The duck hunters are going, awesome, I'm going to whack me birds.
It's a bad day to sit outside. It's a great day to sit outside still with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Phil, have fun tomorrow, and let RJ drive to Arkadelphia, will you?
Oh, trust me, I will. I got three reasons to be happy. One, I got UALR basketball tonight at 7, Henderson football tomorrow at 12 noon, two broadcasts within 24 hours, one of each gender, different kind of ball, and I'm still alive.
That's true.
My third reason.
No doubt. I got another one. Add number four to the list, my man. Jim's Razorback Pizza is open for business.
Ooh.
Lunch or dinner. We got to get out there again soon. The triplet. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh my goodness, fantastic.
Let me just describe this to you as my stomach grumbles. Classic thin crust with a house blend of mozzarella Monterey.